my presidential address. Who's first?
Yeah.
How'd you feel out there today?
Felt pretty good. A little rusty, you know, to start. Hadn't been out there in about a week, you know, a week or two. But, I mean, that's going to happen. I mean, we're back to playing football, something I enjoy. I expect to be rusty, and, you know, I felt pretty good afterwards, though.
Did you have to hit the ice tub right away when you got off the field?
Nah. The guys in the training room, they did a great job in, you know, preparing me. They actually put me through more torture than practice. I would rather practice hurt than be doing rehab. So, you know, they got me, you know, in good shape. You know, I was ready to go. But, you know, at the end of the day, nothing prepares you more than actually getting out there and getting the full-time reps with the going against the Orange.
What was hurting you? Was it the calf?
It was the calf, yeah.
And did you hurt that last Tuesday, I guess it was?
Monday.
Monday?
Yeah.
But is it close?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, yeah.
Did you head out? Did Dennis Allen express to you?
I think we have about 20 DBs on the roster. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but, I mean, DJ being out, we had enough guys to fill that void. You know, we had guys to step up, you know, and fill the space when I wasn't there, DJ wasn't there. And it's OTAs, it's not like it's training camp. I mean, these reps are important, but we have a long season ahead of us, so he wants us to, you know, gradually get back in it and go if you're 100%.
You got much of a chance to talk to DJ?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he came out, you know, to practice. Guys, you know, we visited him. We talked to him. You know, he has high spirits. I mean, he really appreciates the support that we're showing him in the secondary. And, I mean, he's our guy. We're going to take care of him.
What's the deal with number 24? Are you going to keep it?
I was wondering who was going to ask that. Next question.
Is it negotiations commencing?
Next question.
Is it a situation? I mean, like you've had 22-year-old your whole career.
Of course.
Now you're attached to 24.
That's a difficult thing to answer, but I mean, there's always a open door, you know, to negotiating. I mean, you know, it's not something that, you know, I'm doing purposely. You know, I'm not trying to make him wear number 49 or anything like that. You know, it's just. You know, everything has to work itself out, and it, you know, hopefully it will, and we can take it from there. But I mean, it's not a big deal right now. It's not like we have a game tomorrow. We have until September to get this done.
Hypothetically, what about a case of wine? If we're listening to negotiations,
what would it take? Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. I had to think about that one.
They had you like returning punts and working inside too. I mean,
man, I've caught punts, you know, since I've been in the NFL. I had a few opportunities to catch them in the games. You know, not many. You know, not as many as I wanted to. But you know, it's something that I really enjoy doing. I did it throughout my college career as well. So it's something that I just, you know, continuously do. And as far as playing in the slot, I mean, DA is going to use his guys and make them as versatile as possible. I played the slot with him when I was in New Orleans, so. He knows I'm familiar with the defense as well, and he knows that I can play the slot. So it's something that, you know, he's basically giving me the opportunity to do as well as playing corner.
Is that something you think it's going to sort of typify this secondary? I mean, Charles Woodson obviously has played almost everywhere there is to play, and you can play inside and outside. And, you know, do you see a secondary where a lot of guys can be doing a lot of different things?
Yeah, I mean, that's the entire NFL, but, you know, more so on our team. The more you can do, the more opportunities you're going to have to be on the field. We have guys that can play more than one position, like, you know, if I can play Mike linebacker, there may be a package where I can go in and play Mike linebacker. But like I said, I mean, he just wants to use his guys and use as many guys as he can. I mean, we have a 53-man roster that's going to be shaping up pretty soon. And, you know, the more a guy can do, the more he can help the team, the more he can produce, the more opportunities he's going to get to be on the field.
What's it like seeing Coach Allen as the lead guy? You know, because last time you saw him, he wasn't in that kind of a role.
It's not surprising. But then again, you know, I look at it, I kind of chuckle a little bit because, you know, he's grown just like I've grown. I mean, you know, he's went from an assistant coach to the secondary coach to defensive coordinator. Now he's the head coach. And, you know, I've grown from a guy he's drafted to being, you know, one of the older guys in the room who he looks to, you know, to be a leader on his team. So we've kind of grown together. And like I said, I mean, back in New Orleans, we knew he was going to be, a defensive coordinator one day as well as a head coach. But, you know, the opportunity came sooner than we thought, and he's really taking you know, his opportunities, and he's really, you know, relishing his moments. And, I mean, you know, he's a guy that I would love to play for any day.
Thank you.
That's it. No more? All right.